to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 28. News and updates. Well, welcome to a brand new year, and thanks for joining me. At the beginning of every new year, I always feel very optimistic and positive, and I hope you do too. I get a sense that this is going to be a year of quite radical change, but that this change will lead to positive outcomes. Well, I've got some news to share with you. I'm currently on break from all of my meditation groups and other obligations. So I took the opportunity to tie up some loose ends with some projects that I've had on the boil for some time. And one of those projects has been a new video on a particular discourse that was given by Archangel Michael. And that was called Equation of Your Existence. So in this video, I go through this particular message from the archangels, and I give my personal insights around the concepts that are being shared. It's about 20 minutes long, so it's not too arduous, and you can find this video on YouTube. Just search for me, Soltik Channel, or you can go to my website, and you'll find a link there under the pull-down menus. And my website is whitestartemple.com. I have a small selection of teaching videos available, and it's my intention and goal this year to keep adding to that. To long-term listeners, you've probably often heard me say that at the beginning of each year, I'd love to start an online meditation group. So if you feel as though that's something that you would enjoy, if you appreciate and do find beneficial the meditations that I present to you through this podcast and freely on my website, that I'm sure you would greatly enjoy a live meditation with me and with the Ascended Masters and the Archangels as channeled by me. It is, of course, quite a different experience to absorb these meditations live because the energies are much more immediate. And even though the recordings themselves hold a particular energy because that comes through with the words, it is embedded by spirit. Nonetheless, in a live situation, there's an immediate connection between everyone involved and, of course, the friends that we have in spirit, those who are our guides and teachers. You can get in touch via Facebook, look for Soltik Channel. You can email me, which is melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Well, next, I'd like to share your feedback. From time to time, I have the great pleasure of receiving feedback from various people from all around the world on the work that I do and the recordings and meditations that I put forward. And I'm very appreciative of this because it does help to continue to focus me on the work that I do, to encourage me to do it, and to maintain my commitment as a channel. So last year I had a really lovely experience where an elderly lady here in Australia got in touch with me by post. She doesn't have a computer, doesn't have the internet. So it was a perfect piece of serendipity about how she actually stumbled across me. And she was going to a small private local library in the village, the retirement village where she lives. And she came across my first White Star Temple book. And she took it home. And she later wrote to me and said her guilty pleasure was that she kept it. She didn't return it to the library. because she loved it so much. So using my postal address in the back of the book, she got in touch and decided that after having read all of these quite beautiful and expansive transcripts in my book of the Ascended Master messages, she thought she'd really like to hear the original recordings, to hear the words spoken by the Masters, and to experience the energies that come through with those words. So she offered to buy from me the complete catalogue of recordings. Now, as I've been channeling at least the temple for 10 years now, the recordings that I have available are a huge resource. So I'm not sure that she realized at first what she was getting into in terms of wanting to acquire and enjoy and listen to every channeled message I've ever brought through the temple, because that's hundreds and hundreds of recordings. But she's committed to this, and I really admire that commitment. And I'm so pleased that the Ascended Master's words are touching her in this way. She continues to write to me, and I do have her phone number, and every so often I ring her. And there's a bond forming between us, which I quite like. And in her letters to me, of which they're quite numerous, she's given me feedback. She updates me on how she's going through the recordings. So I'm going to share some of her words with you. And she firstly says, "I never ever in this lifetime thought I would be listening to so many wonderful words and feeling so many vibrations while within this physical illusion. I can really see the difference between the written word and actually hearing them spoken. The inflections, the deeper meanings, and I feel the emotion, the vibrations. Thank you from the very depths of me for allowing yourself to be a link or conduit in bringing these experiences through to all." Well, her name is Lynn, and I know that she won't be listening to this, not having a computer. But I want to say thanks, Lynn. I'll send that out energetically. Thank you so much. Well, next, I'd like to share with you an exploration of a message that was brought through from Archangel Michael. I'd like to share with you a transcript of a recording from Archangel Michael that was created very recently. And of course, Archangel Michael is a very powerful and very beautiful part of what he calls the one angelic mind. And that leads us into the focus of this particular message, which is all about the paradox of being both indivisible and divisible in the same instance. That creation is comprised of just one thing, but held within that one thing is a multiple of itself. So I guess it takes the idea of oneness, literally, and certainly interconnectedness. But I feel that Michael brings to it a really good point of view. And he often talks of points of awareness, that every soul is in fact a unique point of awareness. But at our highest point, we are actually indivisible. So let's hear from Michael. "Greetings, dearest one. It is I, Archangel Michael, who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate into your higher awareness and as you come easily now into my embrace. For I come as representative, we may say, of the one angelic mind. For as with creation, we are homogeneous, we are the one thing the One Presence. And when required, we step forward as a specified consciousness, so that I join you as Michael, but I am in fact the one angelic mind. It is the same for you. It is the same for your community of spirit in creation, for at your highest point, you are all the one thing. And at your highest point beyond this, you are indivisible. Yet you step forward as specified consciousness, because divinity decrees that this shall be so. So then, your spirit becomes divisible. It extends itself out from the one mind of creation and becomes actualized. And you name this a soul, a sentience. That is the truth of you. That is who you are. And we are two points of awareness meeting. There is a resonance to what I speak that is powerful indeed. And the angels do not speak idly. There is purpose and precision to these words. When two points of awareness meet, it is magical. There is something to this that divinity requires, else it would not make itself divisible. There is something to the coming together, the witnessing of each other, the knowing of each other. It is fundamental to existence within creation. Everyone is part of that which is indivisible. Everyone embodies a point of awareness. It is so very important to divinity, else it would not be so. The idea is to experience differing points of awareness through each other, which then shape and mold, influence and intensify our own embodiment. It is how you grow, is it not? It is how souls expand. It is how humans evolve. You are here to engage in a tangible way with others. And as in truth, then, at the highest point, you are indivisible from each other. So then to engage with others is to engage with the self from differing points of awareness. That is a powerful understanding. And naturally, just as you may learn from others about your own reflection, and as you expose yourself to the influence of differing ideas, then so may you become a powerful influence for others. In fact, it has been such since the day you were born. That is how symbiotic this process is. For you in a tangible existence, a physical form, it will play out as circumstances. It will play out as spiritual work, partnerships, relationships, and all manner of adventures, some high, some low. It is all to hone your point of awareness. There is, again, something so incredibly moving and beautiful about a spirit coming to know itself, the witnessing between two points of awareness. I bring powerful advancement, for I come as the one angelic mind in specified consciousness, and you come to me as divinity in a particular point of awareness, and for that I love you, and I love you dearly. These words will carry you through, and I am Michael Adonai. Well, I hope you enjoyed those words from Michael. I find them really inspiring and very expansive. And I suppose, like many of us, we often ponder the greater concept of creation, the meaning of existence, or how it unfolds. And Michael gives us some pointers to this end, keeping in mind, of course, that the Ascended Masters and the Archangels never claim to present truth, because that's an irrelevant concept to them, because they recognize the ever-changing ebb and flow of consciousness within creation. Well, next, I'm going to present to you, as usual, a free channeled meditation from the Ascended Masters for you to enjoy. Well, we seem to be having an archangelic podcast for this episode because I want to share with you a meditation and message from Archangel Kirael. And Kirael is spelled K-Y-R-A-E-L. Kirael is a beautiful archangel that is linked specifically to the White Star Temple. So this particular meditation that I wish to present to you is one in which Kirael explores the idea of free will here in the physical dimension and the momentum that our choices and decisions can create for us. So as we are entering into a new year, I thought this would be timely. As with all my meditations, it's ideal if you go into a meditative state of mind, for in that way you allow for the energies that come through with the words and you gain a much more expanded inner understanding. So do please enjoy, and thanks for joining me. I'm Soltec. Bye for now. Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, Kirael, who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness, finding always your place amongst the many in spirit. So then, deepen into this experience, you sense the archangelic energies that I inhabit, for I form strongly about you, being part of the one angelic mind. And wherever the angels may be, they are always in close proximity to the divine. So then the divine presence is near. I speak not of an actuality, that is to say, a presence that is form, or has recognizable personality. This you understand. I speak of that which is sacred, that which is life itself, the life force of spirit, the living love, and as I see you, as I perceive your light before me, so then I am in close proximity once more, also with divinity, the God within you. This you know. And though I speak through one named Channel, and though you receive this into your human energy vehicle, I say to you, I speak exclusively to the God within you in this moment, the one whom I serve in all things. And as I peer into your soul, as I experience the living love within you, it's as if you begin to reawaken, that is to say, that your human spirit as part of your soul now comes into an increasing recognition of what in truth exists not only within you, but within all else. My dearest ones, it is astounding that you exist as you exist. For I see and know in great intimacy the patterning of your soul, the divine blueprint. And what the life force within you has conceptualized in order to create you and bring you into existence uniquely so. That is one of the many blessings of we angels, that we see into the blueprint of creation, and so then you, come into your breath, and once more breathe with the many, drawing from that unending resource of life, where you may integrate, for want of a better word, as much of the living love, the living light, as you desire. For it is as if you have an umbilical cord, so to speak, that may never be severed, that links you intimately with the source of all. Come into the feeling of this. How you are nourished, fed by the light. That your link can never not be. We begin to sense the movement, the gentle yet authoritative pulsations of life that move through your soul's consciousness and energy mass. And how you ignite with such love. All that your spirit is, all that your consciousness can hold, draw this in. Become illuminated, become enlightened, your radiance reaches far and wide. Though I speak not of spatiality, you understand. I speak of the evidence of your life force. And how you are nourished by spirit. And how you build upon this. How you bring expansion to it. So that you may accommodate more and more the living light, the living love. It is the same for you in your human world, is it not? Yet it is by choice, being part of the gift of free will that is given to you. You understand, then, how you illuminate your world, how you may enlighten it, literally. For if you see as I see, then your world is simply an intricate play of light. In one sense, we may say it is smoke and mirrors, to use your vernacular. And the mirror is a good word, for every soul and every creature and every aspect of your physical world reflects back upon itself, does it not? You are constantly mirroring, reflecting. A beautiful illusion. The brighter you shine, then the greater the reflection. Of that. Which journeys from you. These things you know. But I say it to you. For you are ever more coming into your spiritual significance. And I use these words precisely. There is a momentum with you and with this gathering. Perhaps you sense this, a gathering tide. Perhaps you sense its push. For the many are with you, and with you in kind. There is a quickening for your gathering, for this circle of love, into the feeling of this. Perhaps the heart quickens. For you understand there is always movement. The continuum upon which all dimensions of existence are. And where there is light, and therefore love, where there is life force with free will that we name human, and where there is then a choice and willingness to embrace the divine within, so then a quickening comes, a momentum is formed. It cannot be otherwise. It is the nature of spirit to engage with itself, to expand its reach. And as you come together with intention, and as you exercise your free will to this end, this promotes powerful change, do you see? For you so then send a signal to spirit of your desire. Understand, and we have said this before, the use of will is paramount for you. In many ways, it is the basis of your journey here. Will is beyond the opportunity of choice. It is a building of character, and for you, a building of the spiritual self. For is not the human lifetime simply a sequence of choice, decisions? when you come together and when also you are separate. As you bend your will toward that which is love, whatever its expression and its halo of joy and passion, and something incredible happens for you. It is the tide of which I speak, where spirit gathers to itself this momentum about you, and more than this, the living love turns its gaze upon you. Do you see? And when we are held within the gaze of God, so then we become the ultimate reflection, do we not? Come into the feeling that is important. Again, I say, your will is a gateway. It is a key for you here. And when I speak of spiritual significance, and as I use these words with precision, then understand the potential of which I speak. A spiritual path, as you so name it, is not a meandering one. That is to say, the steps will always quicken. For the heart and your spirit yearns to meet its destiny. Yearns to make its way. Home. I speak not necessarily of the higher dimensions and of leaving the body, but rather I speak of the home within. It is a seeming paradox for you that existing within a physical illusion as you do constantly brings you into an outward view, an externalization of yourself and everything about you. Yet its purpose is to guide you inward. Do you see? And perhaps it seems an opposite, a contradiction, but there is beauty to this, and it is astoundingly ingenious. You are homeward bound. Where you come to both recognize, understand, and deeply desire to meet the God within. To find the umbilical cord. And your soul chooses lifetimes in this dimension and many others. There is spiritual significance for you. Were you yourself will be the significance. It shall be irrepressible, and the joy is yours to perceive this in each other, of the shared journey of your gathering, that you have chosen, and that you use your will to be part of. And in the exercising of this will toward the shared journey, so many blessings come. Will is so important. So many of your world choose inertia, afraid of their will and having no recognition of it. And then so many more are denied their will through outside influence. So then see how you are blessed that you have the opportunity to use it, to recognize it, and to perceive it in all things connected to you. I am with you. As must I be, for I am eternally in close proximity with the Divine, and you are with me, for you so choose to be. Do you see the difference? The choosing is the blessing. Within spirit, it is innate. Choice is unnecessary. Right action is known. And for those of us angelic, will does not exist. For we are servants of God, and gladly so. But for you, in your human dimension, it is a blessing. For you choose in all things, so that when you choose upliftment, beauty, compassion, courage, and all the qualities of the human spirit that are held in high regard, Do you see how this is a huge achievement? Though that is not a good choice of words. Understand how this reveals the strength of your spirit to choose such things, for so easily could you not. That is the blessing, that through choice you are able to reveal yourself. That is an important understanding. And through the revealing, you are homeward bound. So then, take delight in each other, that you choose to be with each other. See the blessing in it. And I am Kirael Adonai.